This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hello, team of fans. Tonight we're discussing Season 6, Episode 17, Werewolves of London, with special guest Ellery Sprayberry. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, we're here discussing Season 6, Episode 17, Werewolves of London with Ellery Sprayberry, who plays Tyranny on the show. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Again.
Thank you, yes.
I love this shirt. You look very lovely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm your host this evening, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape. Joining me, the lovely Elena Jordan.
Hey, you guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And Ryan Malady.
Huh, where? Oh, me. Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan Malady. You can find me at Ryan Malady everywhere. And also at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV with the best fans in the world. Always. Again, no matter how many times we do this show, you're always here. We love you.
We love it.
And we're real excited to have Ellery Sprayberry here to my right. She's so even lovelier in person than she is around,
yes.
You know, surrounded by dead bodies and werewolves.
Sure. If you can believe that.
I know it's hard to believe, but it's totally true. She's glowing.
And if you have a question for Ellery, as we have many, you can give us a call tonight at 424-256-1729. That number is going to be in the bottom, so you can give us a call and ask her all your questions about Teen Wolf. And I have a question to start off. You know, I know you got thrown into, you know, a set of people who have been on the show for years, and your brother Dylan's on the set. Could you just talk about the experience of being thrown in that scene?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience being thrown in with my brother, which is, like, amazing that we get to work on the same show. It's, like, his show, but it was so cool that I got to be in it. But everyone is so professional and just, like, a family that it was so fun to be with all of them. And I hung out on set before I went in, so everyone was like, Ellery, when are you coming on the show? They'd be like, Sprayberry! Like, that was our name. Like, Ellery Sprayberry, like, come on! Like, what do you think? So then finally when I got to come on and Jeff wrote me in the show, it was just, like, a big party and everyone was so nice. But it was so fun working with my brother. Like, that was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it like to work with your brother? I remember I have two little brothers. Okay. And one of them I worked with at a restaurant, you know? And so when he started, I would play jokes on him, like, you know, hey, Connor, you know, we're out of ice. Can you go run next door to Old Chicago, get some ice mix? He'd be like, oh, ice mix, I'm on it. There's no ice mix. Come on, it's frozen water. So, I mean, did anyone, I mean, you know, kind of have fun with you on set a little bit?
Any pranks? What'd you guys do in your downtime?
I'm sure people ask you this, like, twice a day.
Oh, yeah. I've had this question before, often. no pranks really. But we did like mess around. We played music and we sang and but all the times, because Teen Wolf is usually shot at nighttime,
right?
So all the times we had downtime, we were off. We would be in our trailer sleeping, or we'd be like by the heaters, like trying to get warm. But we all hung out though, and but working with Dylan was cool. Dylan and I have always been close ever since we were little, so to be able to work together on a great show is really fun. Yeah, so it was good.
Looks like we have looks like we have a caller on the line. Are they still there? Okay.
Let me see that number real quick.
How did you feel when you got the script that was like, and then Tyranny and Jen get shot?
So sad. I was so sad. And I was like, oh, like, you can't. At first, I thought you couldn't see it on camera. And then I was like, oh, maybe we come. And then I was like, no. No, we shot it, and Brandon and I were like, oh, darn, like, no, but it was great just to be on the show, even for an episode. It was a great experience.
Looks like we have a caller if we want to take it. Are we online? Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kalante from Florida.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Kalante from Florida.
Kalante from Florida. What's the weather like there? Thank you so much for calling in.
It's raining really hard.
You're like surviving monsters right now, and you're calling to talk to Ellery Sprayberry. That's so sweet.
I couldn't miss out on an opportunity.
Oh, what's your question for Ellery?
On the roof, just like
trying to get
Ryan
a signal.
Ryan stole my first question.
I did.
I was gonna ask her what it was like working with her brother, but okay, I have another question.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes. Is Dylan Sprayberry anything like his character, Liam?
Oh, that is a good question. Dylan, yes, he can. He's a little bit like Liam because I feel like Dylan can be angry easily, which Liam has been angry.
We're getting the down and dirty tonight on AfterBuzz.
No, but also he can be innocent and have that part of him too come out. So, and he's so sweet. So I think Liam can get mad and do things, but good things, because he gets mad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because people, like, kill his friends or whatever that is, and that hasn't happened, obviously. But things like that he takes that out in good ways, and he's, like, really sweet. And I think that he is like that, yeah.
So all the best parts of Liam, Dylan is.
Yes.
And all the worst parts, he ain't.
He ain't.
See you Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh my gosh.
Did you have one more question, Kalante?
Yes. Okay. If your character wasn't killed, what would your character be doing on the show, and who would you want to be a love interest?
The hard hitter. I'm going to sit back with my popcorn and just...
Zhang is my boyfriend on the show. For that episode, he was my boyfriend.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that I would still be with him. But if I wasn't with him...
Yeah,
he was my boyfriend on the show.
I feel like they didn't make that obvious. Like, I didn't see you guys kiss or anything.
I know. But there were a couple times that, like, we were holding hands or whatever.
I saw it. It was implied that you guys were dating, just not the Beacon Hills level of dating, exactly. Which is, like, making out on the lockers.
I think that they probably didn't want to make it too, like, you know, much.
They didn't want us to care that much about it.
Because it's like, you know. But if I was still on the show, I would be fighting all the hunters and just trying to get them all gone. And, that's what I would be doing.
And who's the love interest
Brandon
Zhang?
I know.
I mean Tyler or Shelly.
Oh!
We have Sean Riley in the building, and we can get a camera on him.
He's her publicist, and this was just news to him, it looked like. but she's my girl crush. She's great. But Tyler. Yeah. Tyler. Has to be.
I love Shelly, though, too.
Yeah.
I like that. Shelly,
I mean,
she's amazing.
You know, why not?
She's hilarious. She's killer. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Excellent questions,
Thank
man.
You so much for
stay
calling
safe.
In. Yeah, stay safe. Brave that storm.
Oh, Ellery, I love your top.
Oh, thank you.
I love this top.
Thank
Ellery,
you,
Ellery, like, I think you need to start your own line. Seriously.
Yeah.
You just have good style. I like the two different, like, earring lengths, too. I've been staring at those. You just
I'm
have
in.
Great style. Yeah, we're buying. Where can we follow you, by the way, if they're not following you? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is EllerieRose1, and then my Instagram is just EllerieSprayberry.
Now, why Perfect. Rose? Is that a middle name?
Middle name.
So there was already another Ellery Rose?
Yes, there's already an EllerySprayberry on Twitter.
We gotta kick her out.
So, yeah.
I thought Ellery is such a unique name. Where does that come from?
My mom found it in a book, actually, which is, like, not that exciting, but it's a unisex name. It was more of a guy's name, but now it's unisex, and so she was always really interested in names like that, and so she was like, Ellery, I like that name. And it was between Lily, so my name is Lily, my name is Ellery Rose Sprayberry, and so they're thinking about Lily Rose Sprayberry, like too many flowers. Aww. So they're Ellery instead, which I like it.
Yeah, Lily Rose is
too many flowers, too many flowers.
Clente, thank you so much for calling in. Right. They dropped his call, but even calling in from Florida, I love the fans.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They're amazing.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the episode a little bit, and then I want to talk more about Tierney's skills on the show, because you were badass. All your lovely, fierce moves. You were. Mm-hmm. They have this special coming on after the show, which Ryan and I actually guest hosted on, of the fiercest females of Teen Wolf, and I feel like we need to add you to the list.
Yes.
You were kicking butt.
I would love that. Yes.
Added. Done.
There you go.
So, in this episode, we get some characters who we haven't seen for a long time. We get Ethan and Jackson coming back, and I didn't realize that they were together and in London.
Yes.
But they're being hunted down, so they got to come back and help the pack, and unfortunately get tortured by Monroe.
Yep.
Did you meet Monroe on set? Is she as fierce as she is on camera?
She is so, but she's so sweet though.
Really?
Yes, she's so sweet.
She's like the villain woman of this season.
Yeah, she's so sweet, but she is so fierce.
Yeah.
And like the minute that they call action, she's like, and I just love it. Yeah, no, but she's so sweet though.
I feel like all the villains on the show are always played by the nicest people.
Yes,
like,
that's how it is though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that opening scene of this episode. It was so cool with the classical music.
The music.
And it was like, it was like Jason Bourne meets Teen Wolf.
This was the one, too. Your last season when they were pulling the props for it, I saw in the prop department, they had the tag for Ethan's London apartment. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, what's going down? So I'm glad we finally got to see.
Yeah, Elena works at Universal Studios, so she gets to see
Anytime I walk through the prop department, I'll just, like, look, because I'm so nosy. And I just want to see what everybody's doing. So.
I love that.
I was looking up there. It looks like we have another caller, but I can't tell. You guys in the booth, let us know if someone's trying to get through. So, also, then, I love the music. I want to announce and let you guys know that I just found out I'm friends with Dino and Laura Webb, who do the soundtrack for Teen Wolf. Dino does the sound, does the all, like, the, what is it, the orchestra music that we loved and, like, just the sound choreography, and Laura Webb does the music. And we had them both on before, and we said, we love the music, you guys have to do a soundtrack, and it's being released this week, so they actually have... You know, all the music that Dino's created.
Mm-hmm. So
and then
such a good
also,
idea.
Laura has, like, her list, her playlist for Teen Wolf is amazing. Elena and I are always, like, writing down the songs. Did you get that one?
I love that they'll always put up on the screen as they're, like, now listening. And they'll actually put the artist's name and the name of the song, which... Yeah.
They just put on big letters, there's a call. Thanks, guys, that's perfect. Let's go ahead and take the call. Yeah. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Hi again, it's me, Arjun, from Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
From Georgia. You're supposed to be getting a storm, too, right now. Love that you guys are calling in.
Did you
have a question for Ellery?
Yes, it's for her herself. Like, if Satomi's pack was still around, would you choose either that pack or Scott's?
Ooh.
Like you yourself, not your character.
Oh, wow. I feel like I would choose... I would want to be loyal, but I think I would choose Scott's pack. Because because I feel like that their pack is just so great, and I would want to be with them. And I know in the episode, I was like, you know Scott McCall? Like, I think that I want to be in that pack. I would want to stay loyal, but I think I would want to be in Scott's pack, yeah.
Well, if Satomi's dead, it's not like you're not being loyal anymore.
That's true. If she was still around, if the pack was still around, but I think I would be in Scott's pack. Yeah,
I like
these
that question.
Ain't loyal.
That was a good question.
Do you have one more question? You want to go ahead?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling in. I'm glad you still have power and could make the call.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Yep. Be safe.
Be safe.
Do you want to howl for us before you go?
Thanks.
He doesn't seem like a holler.
Hello! Hey, he did it! Yeah. He did it! Yay! Thanks so much for calling in. Sometimes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Sometimes we ask the fans to howl. I can't believe you did.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would. I love it. Thank you guys for calling in.
That was a solid call, too. That was a really good one.
All the way from Georgia.
So I'm going to ask another question before we get into the show. We had talked to you earlier, and you mentioned that you're an aerialist. Like, you do, like, silks and trapeze and stuff like that. So did Jeff know that? Did they want to incorporate that at all into Tierney's character? I would have loved to see that.
Honestly, that would have been so cool. Jeff knows, but they didn't really put that in there, which that would have been super cool if they did. A little bit of the of Tierney's body language came from that. Like, she's very, you know, tough and strong, and that was a lot of that. But Jeff did know that, but they didn't incorporate it. No. But
it might be like an insurance thing or stunt thing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I do my own stunts.
She does her own stunts, so
I can. no, but that would have been cool though.
What made you want to get into that?
Dylan, so my brother Dylan, he was looking for a gym to train out, because at that point he was 14, and he just booked Superman. And they're like, you need to get some biceps. He's like, 13-year-old little Dylan's like, okay. So then we go to this gym, and they have Focus Fish is what it was called. And I was, like, really little. And so my mom was like, why don't you just try it? And I was like, I do want to try that. Like, I've always wanted to do silks. And so ever since then, I've just been doing it. But that kind of happened that way. And so it was at the same gym, and it kind of just happened. Yeah.
That's an awesome skill.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I wear silk pajama pants sometimes.
Oh, nice.
I don't think
it's basically the same.
Just wanted to contribute.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
That is cool, though. I mean, is there anywhere, do you ever post that kind of stuff
on your social media? I'd love to see that.
I do post, I need to start posting a little more. I used to post more. And the place I take classes at, they're kind of weird about phones being out. But I will start posting more, take more videos and post for you guys.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned.
Ellery, aerialist.
Yes.
What's like your dream role?
Mm. Wow. Like a country western movie. And I also want to be a villain. That's another thing. Like,
if you were a country western movie villain, that's
the dream.
You're gonna be like the guy who like strapped dynamite to the train.
Yeah,
like, I think she'd probably be a woman.
I think we live in
country
music in a time
is
now
not the same as old timey.
These gender barriers aren't there anymore. Okay, you guys, she can be the old timey mustache twirling villain who ties the damsel to the
country western Ryan.
I would love that.
He's dressing you already for your dream role.
I can see it.
He's added a mustache.
And a monocle.
Also, I've always wanted to play villain, but also superhero, like Wonder Woman that just came out. Yes. That very, like, empowering, like, girl power. Like, that's another thing I really want to do. Girl power.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely doing girl power stuff already.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we love about Teen Wolf. All the fierce females.
Exactly. It's the best.
So let's talk about Malia, another fierce female who we love, going to get Peter, her father, and trying to get him to come back in the pack. That was so sweet. I love the fact that he was like, you know, I bought two cars, but one was for you. Yeah. I mean, we like love to hate Peter. And you know he's coming back because she makes him dig his claws into the back of her neck so that he can see everything she's been through. But I think he got a glimpse of some things that she didn't mean for him to see. Like, we find out later he saw her entire, like, relationship with Scott so far. Yeah.
Don't fall in love with a dead man.
She's like, too late.
Like, don't say too late. Now you're just saying that you also think Scott's gonna die. Like, guys. Yeah.
Well, I agree with his concerns because Scott doesn't want to kill anyone. And Peter and Deucalion, another guy, Gideon Emery, who we've had in studio and love, and we've had Peter into Ian Bowen, he's amazing. Yep. All these great guys, I'm happy to see them back, but they all understand that in order to fight this army, you have to be willing to kill.
Yep.
And Scott's going OG Batman and refusing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You actually killed a lot of people in this.
Let's talk about that. You know, we have the blue eyes, which we killed innocent people, but like it's they killed our pack.
Yeah.
So it's very like, I don't know, because it's like they're innocent,
it's
but
like, what's innocent?
Exactly, what's innocent?
Because they killed our pack. I feel like if they're murderers, then you kill the murderers. How is that? Yeah, how I feel that? Like you didn't kill innocent people. I feel like exactly. The eye color is deceptive.
Yeah, and that's I feel like that.
It should it be like a magic is. 8-ball where it's like try again later.
Yes,
like,
that's just... that it should because it's the like, eyes. It's yes. true. It's like they killed our pack. So I mean, what is that? They killed our pack and we killed them. I mean, we killed them because we maybe we shouldn't have killed them, but I mean, we were mad and they killed our pack. So it's like, no, that's not okay.
Okay,
so,
but we were mad isn't a good reason to kill someone.
No, we were mad. We were mad because they killed our pack. But that's a good reason to kill someone. That they killed our pack, isn't... Yeah?
I mean, I don't know. It'd be hard for me to honestly, like, take vengeance.
Instead of self-defense, yeah. I guess, which is the difference, but... Yeah.
I think this is a good time to...
It's just proactive self-defense, that's all. It's
proactive
just like,
self-defense.
Yeah.
Or post-active.
Yeah.
Preemptive this, strike, you know?
This is a good time to ask you how similar Ellery is to Tierney.
Yeah.
In their belief
I've never killed anyone, so that's not a... That's
thanks
not
for
similar.
Not making us ask that in particular.
You're welcome if you guys are curious.
We're like, let's see your eyes. Let's see. Okay.
Wait,
okay.
Here.
I guess they are blue, actually.
She asks, I listen. We're getting pretty good at it.
Can you hear the heart? There's a lot of heartbeats. No, we are similar in some ways. She's very kick-ass and badass and strong, and in that way I'm that too. But she... Yeah, she's a wolf, and she is sticking up for her tribe, and I stick up for my friends and my family, yeah. And so I feel like in that way we're kind of the same, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I like that.
Ryan, let's check in with the chat. What's the chat have to say?
Well, Melissa Rumble thinks that Peter will probably die protecting Malia.
Oh, no!
Which would be an interesting arc.
That would.
I kind of like it.
I like it too. I love Peter, but the season's ending, and I think he would go out strong protecting his daughter and her love for Scott. I think he's also going to be protecting
Scott.
And
then Malia drive away in an awesome car. Yeah. I could definitely see that.
I want to know if you guys think the Hunters really blew up his cars. Did they really, or did he just come back and pretend like they did?
I think they did, but they just didn't have enough in the budget for that kind of special effect.
I think he lied. I think that was the whole point, was that Malia was calling his bluff and was like, "That's you didn't come back here for that."
I, like, want to see that his two cars are still totally fine, like, episodes later,
where'd
right?
he get the steering wheel?
Yeah, that's what I really want to see. That'd be, like, a huge surprise. So, I've got some sad news. The sheriff was kicked out of his station. How do you guys feel about this? I hate Monroe now.
Yeah. Well,
now?
I've always
cool
hated
her.
But now even more. Yeah.
When she was trying to kill the innocent children, that was fine. But now that she's going against Delinsky...
Unbelievable.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Boom.
I just wanted to... I was dying to say that. Now. I wrote it down. I've been waiting to say it. No, it's...
not cool.
It is interesting. I liked how the sheriff, you know, Sheriff Zelensky kind of planted his feet and said, you know what, like, yeah, you might be kicking me out, but you're not taking my gun, and you're not really... Mm. You don't really have power over me. I know you have power over the situation, but not over myself. And that's a strong stance to take. Now, I want to know, you know, what does he do now? You know, after that's like an act of terrorism, isn't it? Why can he call like the Coast Guard or something? You know,
what,
like
that he's been mutinied.
Yeah, like hey, by the way.
Yeah,
civilians are taking over the station. Yeah,
yeah. Like what's the high? What's the protocol? Do you call SWAT? I know there's another guy out there with sunglasses who's gonna walk in and go. I'm in charge now.
Scott's dad, but the problem is Scott's dad was in the hospital. He got transferred to San Francisco. And Scott's mom. Oh, we'll talk about that one later.
Well, we can talk about it now. We were wondering last week who got blown up.
Mm.
You know, and was it Gabe that did it? We find out Gabe actually shot up the house.
Gabe shot up the house to give Nolan the credit for it, so that Monroe wouldn't kill Nolan.
Beating up my brother.
Nolan.
Oh, ridiculous.
And Roland.
And Roland. But the worst part is that there's a caller on the
call.
Let's take it. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Alicia. I'm from Quinago Park.
Hi.
Alicia?
Alicia?
Yeah, I'm actually on the chat if you could see me. I'm like Billie Jean Girl 24.
Billie Jean Girl. Hey, I'm going to go with that.
Hey.
Well, thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Ellery? Billie Jean?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. Were you a fan of Teamwork before you were on it?
Yes.
And if so, who were your favorite characters?
Oh.
Everyone but Liam.
Yeah, everyone but Liam, because Liam is terrible. No, I was a fan of the show. And I liked all the characters. But Styles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love
me
Bill
too.
O'Brien.
That's always a good answer.
Him. I mean, he's just great.
Yeah.
But he was one of my favorite characters. And then, of course, Posey, because, I mean, he carries the whole show. But not Liam. Not Liam. I really can't stand Liam. No, I love you, Dylan. No, I love you. The whole cast is great. Everyone on the show is great. Yeah.
Aww. Billie Jean, do you have one more question before we let you go?
Well, if you could choose, like, if, well, hold on, if, who do you wish, like, to die? Because everyone has, like, a character that they hate so much they wish you would die. Do you have one?
Liam. No. I don't think I have, I don't think I have a character. No, I don't think I have a character that I hate so much I wish they could die.
Gerard.
Yes.
He kind of is responsible for your back.
That's true.
Yeah, going down.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll kill off Gerard.
Yeah.
Because obviously he needs to die this season. I mean, that's what we need to do in order to stop this army is kill the chief and commander.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Billie Jean, for calling in.
Thank you.
Look forward to your comments in the chat.
We'll see you back in the chat.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so, I feel like Gerard's going to go.
He's got to go.
Mm.
He's got to go.
And Monroe, too. She's unreasonable at this point. It's like, yeah, we get it. You were attacked and it wasn't a bear. But, like, what are the police going to say?
Yep.
This supernatural creature was on this bus.
Yeah. You're being protected. Just go sit down somewhere and stop holding guns at all the people we love.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm really sad Melissa McCall. Wow, she looked near death.
I know.
In this episode. I mean, she was, like, on her deathbed just telling Scott, which that was a great line. She said, you know what, don't run. Please stay and fight. And that's his mother saying that.
Yeah.
She knows his life is at risk, but she knows what he's capable of. And I think that's really important to hear from your mother, to know that your mother believes in you so
much. Everybody does. And the sheriff says the same thing when she's like, you know, you think that you can stop us, you can't. And he's like, I didn't say I would. I said Scott would.
Yes. Mm. Well, do you guys think that Scott is going to have to kill?
He's going to have to.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
That's of course the whole he doesn't point. Want he's to. The alpha,
exactly.
though.
But I mean, I think that he...
He's an alpha based on character.
Nah, he'll find a way. Don't do it, Scott. Don't do it.
He'll find a way not to kill people. Well, he'll just injure them really bad and Peter will come in and kill them.
Time up.
Give the death blow.
How has nobody made him just the most badass stun gun ever? Just like something that'll knock somebody out for like just days. Yeah. And then he can just like lock him up in a nice place because he's Scott. He'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. There's throw pillows. I hope you feel comfortable.
If someone dies because of Scott, I think it will go down like it did for Styles. You know, it was kind of like an accident, self-defense kind of thing. You had no other choice. Or like, you know, Batman. You know, he didn't want to kill Harvey Dent, but he had no choice. You know, Batman, we forgive you. And Scott is kind of like a Batman character.
But it's
character.
Still Dent to this character.
He's the hero we deserve. Yeah.
So Scott and Malia, they realize that they need to build an army, to fight an army. The only plan left is to just fight. Yeah. So they're recruiting, which it now looks like we have, you know, Ethan and Jackson back in town. I'm sure they're going to escape Monroe. And I love how, you know, one of them just happened to be in a white, wet t-shirt. I love how Team Wolf just always finds a way to throw the men of the show in white, wet t-shirts. It's fantastic. Keep doing it. Thank you. And we
have to torture them by having close-ups on how attractive their chiseled jaws are.
Yeah, it's not torture for us, I'll tell you that much.
I always wear dark colors just in case I get
just
splashed.
Just in case you get splashed with water.
I'm a classy
broad. If you
broad.
Feel like it. So they are so desperate to build their pack, though. They go to try to recruit the Primal Pack, who gave up electricity, and I saw Elena's notes. She wrote down the Amish of werewolves, which cracked me up.
That's really good.
I was going to write down all the like things they gave up, but that's the gist of it.
What do they raise instead of barns?
The roof. Because they're party animals.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But we never get there too late. Unfortunately, they have the same fate as Satomi's pack. Yeah. The whole pack is dead, and in a very violent way. Like, what
spiders
is the...
Spiders crawling out of your eyes.
Yeah. The Nukate has come for them, and I hate this, but did you see Candyman, that horrible old scary movie where, like, the bees come out of the guy's mouth?
Yes.
That's what this reminds me of. And you've just got the spiders coming out of everyone's skull. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I see a spider in my house, and I'm like, I have to burn my house to the ground. Like, if millions
one
of them
spider.
Crawled out,
one
like,
spider.
That's the worst way
and
to
the spider's
go.
Like this big, right?
Yes! It's like, oh my god, yeah.
And you're like, no.
I'm like, it's gonna kill me!
Gotta go.
Spiders make you do irrational things. I was in bed the other night with my phone, and a spider crawled onto my screen, so it was like illuminated into my. I just took my phone, which is like, you know, kind of means a little bit, but I just throw it across the room.
I would do
without
that
even
same
thinking.
Way.
And I was like, no, whoops, you know. And I had the headphones in, so it ripped
it
out of my
window.
Face.
I would throw it straight out the window.
I got bit by a spider the other day, and it got really swollen and big. I was like, I hope I turn into Spider-Man.
Right?
That's the one thing. That
I listen, feel like Spider-Man like, has given all of us the irrational belief that we're going to be Spider-Man get bit.
At least maybe.
Maybe, Spider-Man. And it doesn't happen. It just is painful, and it hurts, and you're sad, and you have no powers.
I like looking on the bright side. Man.
Always.
I like that.
Yeah, you guys, I don't like run away. I just like sit there when I see a spider. I'm like, do it!
You're like, please be radioactive.
Just cut it off. Just cut it off.
Please! I need superpowers ASAP. I just got broken up with. And I need
I
to kick this
hang
guy's
out
butt.
On my ceiling.
That's me.
Well, I thought we were talking about spider bites.
Wait, what
are you
happened?
Okay? Who hurt you?
Okay,
who
I'm back.
Hurt you, Kristen?
I'm back. And guess who else is back? Howlin'. And he's dragging Lydia into the deep woods.
Into the snow.
To find the other face of the Nukate, which I'm kind of confused what this other face is. And it looks like Howen's coming back next week, and I think Casey Diedrich is supposed to come in and join us for the episode. But I'm kind of confused what the other face is. So they said it's a werewolf, and Aaron is the Nukate, who we saw, or like the very first person who got like sort of the spider went in him. He's the Nukate, and then
he got
one of the werewolves. Do you guys feel like it could be Dylan? Is the werewolf? Because he's the one that seems to be affected the most by the Nukate.
Liam is freaking out the most. I could definitely see. I could see that.
Yeah. I don't know. Look at her face. Is this your poker face? Listen to her heartbeat, Ryan, quick.
Listen to her heartbeat.
That's what her heart sounds like. That's a great heartbeat.
That is awesome.
Groovy. Groovy. So, Liam is being affected by Susanna?
by the Nukate. So I feel like it could be. It could be Dylan.
Yeah.
It could
Aaron
be.
Aaron that need to join forces.
He's acting uncharacteristically aggressive. So that makes sense.
I think so.
And so does her vow of silence over here.
Yeah.
So I'll take
just
that.
But if they do go, if it is full Batman and then Scott has to kill Two-Face, basically, I'm going to be like, all right, this is... If he has to kill Liam, I'll lose it.
Scott's gonna kill him, hide his body in the woods, and then that's the actual body that he found in season one, and it'll be like a time loop.
That's too much.
Oh, yep. No. You heard it here first, or last, depending on which time loop you're listening to.
Before we roll into predictions, I want to ask you a few questions about your personal life.
Ooh, I got one.
Okay, you go first.
Oh, okay. I've been waiting for this one.
Oh, wow.
So, with a name like Ellery Sprayberry, I gotta ask, if you could come up with your own product line out of these three, which would you pick? The Ellery Sprayberry perfume?
Oh, wow.
The Ellery Sprayberry Froyo shop?
Oh.
Or the Ellery Sprayberry luxury pesticide?
Luxury pesticide.
Sprayberry is just a beautiful name, and you gotta start stamping it on stuff.
That has to be.
I got them all in line. I'll get them on the phone tomorrow. I'll get, you know,
I feel like, I feel like Froyo.
Yeah.
I mean, Sprayberry Froyo. Yeah. That just sounds tight, right?
Yeah, berries. Right? Spray berries. Yeah. You can literally spray the berries on the Froyo.
Look at
this. Instead of pink sprayable berries. Yeah.
Sprayable berries?
Yeah.
Oh my god, pink berries. Step aside.
Can we come up with this?
Yeah.
You just did.
I think this is in development right now.
This is happening right now.
No, yeah, I just wanted to.
Pesticides.
But honestly, pesticides out, though?
Pesticides, too.
All right,
okay. We can do that one as a plan B in case the Froyo doesn't work out.
We'll do them together, and it'll be the worst.
It'll be the same. It'll be like one store.
You can do Froyo.
Pesticides.
You definitely shouldn't. You shouldn't do pesticide and perfume because
people would get them confused.
Yeah. Possibly.
They could possibly swap those out. We're going to move on to Elena's question.
I don't know. I'm so caught up in this like perfumicide now that I feel like perfumicide. Anything.
Ooh, you can't
pesticide that smells great.
Pesticide that smells amazing.
No, guys. No.
So
okay.
Your whole house smells good and is also fumigated.
You were supposed to take us off this.
There you go.
Okay, I'm transitioning
okay.
into.
Okay, sorry. If you could. Okay, so you were saying that you because you also really like the idea of doing like a female empowerment type thing. If you could be any superhero, you mentioned Wonder Woman, but if you could play any superhero on screen, what superhero would you want to play?
The Wolf Spider.
Oh,
you can't answer this.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I feel like Wonder Woman, and I already said that, but I feel like she's just so amazing.
The TV show Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Which is being developed for your character.
Yes.
I like that.
But I think Wonder Woman because she's just so amazing and strong and I mean they all are, but I love her and I love the movie that just came out. I think that's like
she was so noble and like fighting for honest reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was something we could all relate
fighting
to.
For love. Exactly.
Yeah. I can also see, can I say? I can also see you playing if they ever come out with like an Indiana Jane. You know, kind of character.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my answer.
And you can be the villain or the hero. It's up to you.
That would be awesome.
This belongs in a museum. She's just going out, you know.
No, that's amazing.
Vigilante justice for knowledge and archaeology.
Indiana Jones.
And whoosh, cracking a whip everywhere. It'd be great. I'd watch that.
I want to get
Phone
down.
I'm falling apart. That's how excited I am.
I want to get a bit more serious. I want to talk about what made you decide to act.
Wow. Well, I'm from Texas, so I've been out here since I was six, so for a long time. But Dylan and I were kind of in, when we were little, model agencies would see us around. When I was like 5 and 6, I'd talk to everyone. And everyone was like, she told me she's 6. Are you sure she's like 5 or 6? And my mom's like, yeah, she is. So in Texas, in Houston, these model agencies were interested in Dylan and I. And Dylan kind of started doing modeling when we were like really little. And then they were like, you know, you should kind of like get them doing some commercials. And so he would go in and then I would go in with him. And, then the agency was like, you just need to move them out to L.A. or you need to stop. And so my parents packed everything up and moved us out here. Yeah, my parents
just shoved
mom and dad. No, and so they brought us out here and kind of, my mom is a hairdresser. She had a salon back home. And then my dad is a hotel manager and he had a hotel back home. And so his hotel was being bought by Children's Hospital. And so it was kind of a good time for us to come out. He was like, all right, so let's go and move them out and try to get their careers going. And so my mom came back and forth for a long time and then finally she sold her salon.
Did she do hair now? Your hair looks amazing.
She did do this. Thanks, Mom. Love you. No, she does do hair. My shirt gets stuck. Okay, there we go. Dylan and I kind of started together, but we played off of each other, and that's kind of how we both.
Aww.
And there's a video, a home video of me when I was like 6, and I'm like, I want to be an actress.
I think Sean brought a clip of that tonight.
Oh.
You have thrown in the clip, guys.
Can we cue in the clip?
Just kidding.
Okay, I was like,
I hope that you post that later.
I should, because I'm like 6, and I'm like, I want to be an actress. Like, and I literally am just like, I'm like, what? And I watch this later, and I'm like, that's, like, what? That's crazy. So ever since I was little, I've always wanted to act, and they moved us out here, and ever since then, it's been, like, great.
Did you write your own, like, plays and write your brother into it? Did you do anything like that?
We made short films together, and we've made a lot of stuff like that. No, but, yeah. So we have written like shorts together for fun and filmed when we were like on our like phones and when we were little. Yeah.
I love that. You should really do something with that.
Yeah, that's true. We should. Yeah.
What a great story.
So I know that, you know, there's a lot of trials and tribulations coming out here and trying to break in the industry. There's a lot of people at home sitting there wondering how they get to be on a TV show like you. Do you have, like, advice for people chasing their dreams of acting or just whatever they are, just continuing to chase their dreams? Do you have advice for them?
Go for it. Honestly, go for it. Because that's what my parents did for me, and then that's what we did. And there's going to be times where you want to give up. Because it's hard. Anything you want to do, anything good is going to be hard. And so when those hard times come, just know, keep going and just keep chasing them. And at some point, it'll pay off. Like, hard work will pay off. And that's just how it is. So keep chasing them dreams. And you'll get there.
I love that.
You'll get there.
Amen to that.
If not acting, where would we see you?
Music. I've always also really wanted to be a fashion designer, and which that's something that I might do anyways. But I think, and then if not, a director. In the business somehow, I think, like, fashion or directing or something.
You're
like
an artist, you're a performer.
There you go.
You're a star, kid.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Ellery. It's such a pleasure having you. We have a question in the chat before we
Well, no, just a few more ideas. The chat is loving, you know, putting, you know, imagining you as other characters, you know, in your career down the road. We've got Rapunzel. We've got
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Oh, I like that
Is it
one.
Kind of buns?
Probably. I like that
Which
one.
Which I could totally see. So like, if Tinkerbell had her own, like, series about the trials and tribulations of fairy life in Neverland, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, and two, another thing I thought of, just because you just totally picture it, if Powerpuff Girls did a live action, you could totally be Bubbles.
Yes.
I would do it. That would be fun.
Right?
I love that.
You're all bubbly and happy and cute. Like, I could totally see it. Whoopah! And you'd probably kick some butt, too.
I love how many roles they're casting you for tonight.
I love it.
According to them, your future is very busy.
Yep. I love this. Keep it coming.
Yeah, they love you. Nothing but love for Ellery Sprayberry in the chat.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much.
I love you guys.
Look at all these lovely comments.
Well, thank you to everyone who commented and called. Let's go ahead and roll into predictions. And I want to know
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I know you can't tell us too much, but if you're writing the end of Teen Wolf, because, you know, this is the end. We've got, like, 3 episodes left.
Mm.
So what crazy. Happens if you're writing the end? Obviously, your character's still alive. I'll start you there.
Okay. So Zhang and I join Scott's pack, and we get all the hunters to go away. However we do that, we get them all to go away. And then it's left with us, and then we just walk away. And then I with awesome music playing.
Awesome music playing.
Into the mist.
I love it.
Like that, you know what I mean?
And lots of aerialist.
Yeah, aerialist. And then I'll be doing
swing on the silks.
And
yeah.
No, we get all the hunters now.
I think that's how you do it. I think you're from above. You attack from above on your silks.
I want to see you just, like, go down on a silk with swords. Just, like, slash all right,
ready?
The whole time.
Silks, swords, spiders, I don't know, wolfman. Let's do a screenshot in 3, 2, 1.
What are we doing? What? I'm...
They take screenshots.
Yeah,
they post it.
I don't know what's happening.
How do you do a silk? Spider?
We're on silks.
All right, and you nailed it. You nailed it.
There we go.
You know who you are. You nailed it with that screenshot. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ryan, what's happening next week? Next episode?
Oh, man, you know what? I think Sheriff Stilinski is coming back with his own army.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's coming back with help, with a vengeance. It doesn't say, I mean, he's playing by his own rules, which are still moral rules, but they're his own now, which is going to be fun to see him outside of
He's going to be a sheriff outside the law.
Yeah, rogue sheriff.
Scary. Elena, what's happening next week?
Coming to a couch near you.
I am thinking that we may get a little check-in with Styles and find out what's happening with Derek and that whole sitch, because we haven't really heard anything else about that. So I'm thinking maybe we'll get a little tease for that they'll wrap up at the very end.
I think you're onto something. I think we're getting a lot more old characters and characters who have just been away, like Styles, coming back to help the pack fight this amazing fight. And I don't know what's going to happen, you guys, but I'm super excited. excited because I don't want the town of Beacon Hills to die, but that's who we're fighting, so yeah. I don't know. it might be a lower population than we're used to after this.
Just make everyone snap out of it and chill out. Like, only Gerard needs to die.
I think Gerard needs to die. I think the Nukate needs to be taken care of. Yep. I'm excited Howwin's coming back next week to help us solve this mystery. He's going through an MRI, I saw. So hopefully they fix him.
I just want Derek and Liam to be in the room and have just an awesome Superman reference. Like, I just want that really bad.
That was referenced, like, a bunch. And but we were sitting there, like, all laughing. My family, it was me, Dylan, and my parents, and Superman was referenced so much in the episode before mine, and, like, it was, like, that episode, and they went straight whenever they did both of them. And we were just like, they keep referencing Superman, and Dylan was like, we were all laughing so hard. It was great. It was so funny. Awesome.
Yeah. It's nice to hear you guys all watch the episodes together.
We do. Aww. Yeah, we all come over and we watch, we popcorn, and, like,
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Ellery. It's been such a pleasure to interview you.
Thank you, guys. It's been so much fun.
Are you also on Instagram and Twitter? Which one can we catch up with you the most on? I know you said you don't post that much.
Yeah, Instagram, I post more on Instagram. Okay. It's just at Ellery Sprayberry, my name. And then Twitter is at ElleryRose1. And I post on Twitter, too. But Instagram, definitely I'm on more. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Thank you.
Ryan, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Ryan Malaty everywhere. Instagram, check out Snapchat. We got behind the scenes. And thank you guys so much. Subscribe. I know we got only a few more weeks to go. But give us a thumbs up if you liked our show and our beautiful guests.
Our fierce female.
Fierce
tyranny.
Yay!
That's right. And be sure to go to MTV.com. Check out Chris and I make a little appearance in the MTV's Teen Wolf's Fiercest Female Moments, which should be cool to watch.
Which we're adding tyranny.
Yep.
And her she's an official, she's an honorable mention in the Fiercest Females. Let it be known.
Yep.
So thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Elena, where can we follow you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And you guys can follow me, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder, at Cinematic Escape.
Cinematic Escape.
Thanks again to Ellery. Thanks again to Sean on the couch.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Ellery.
We love Sean. He brings us all the Teen Wolf cast, and we love it. Thank you guys at home for calling in and your comments. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.